Blackstone Audio presents Sixth Column by Robert A. Heinlein. This book is read by Tom Weiner. For John S. Arwine. Chapter 1.
What the hell goes on here?
Whitey Ardmore demanded. They ignored his remark as they had ignored his arrival. The man at the television receiver said,
Shut up! We're listening!
And turned up the volume. The announcer's voice blared out,
Washington destroyed completely before the government could escape. With Manhattan in ruins, that leaves no—
There was a click as the receiver was turned off.
That's that, said the man near it. The United States is washed up.
Then he added,
Anybody got a cigarette?
Getting no answer, he pushed his way out of the small circle gathered around the receiver, and felt through the pockets of a dozen figures collapsed by a table. It was not too easy, as rigor mortis had set in, but he finally located a half-empty pack, from which he removed a cigarette and lighted it.
"Somebody answer me!" commanded Ardmore. "What's happened here?"
The man with the cigarette looked him over for the first time.
"Who are you?"
"Ardmore, Major, Intelligence. Who are you?"
"Calhoun, Colonel in Research."
"Very well, Colonel. I have an urgent message for your commanding officer. Will you please have someone tell him that I am here, and see to it that I am taken to him?"
He spoke with poorly controlled exasperation. Calhoun shook his head.
"Can't do it. He's dead."
He seemed to derive some sort of twisted pleasure from the announcement.
"Huh?"
"That's right. Dead. They're all dead, all the rest. You see before you, my dear Major, all that are left of the personnel of the Citadel."